And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is partial area farmer Denise Bilodeau. And Denise, let's talk the H2A program today. I know this is vital for farm help across the region. Tell us more about it.
This is a federal program where we can bring foreign workers to the United States to help with our farming and ranching operations. It is a 10-month temporary ag visa that brings foreign guest workers into the U.S. under work authorization called the H-2A visa. There's several hoops to jump through there. The Department of Labor sets our wage. We must provide housing for the workers. We must provide either cooking facilities for them, or we will provide meals for them. They also are allowed a car to get food or groceries.
More details on the H2A program when we come back.
Cattle producers, March 26th at 1 p.m. is the annual Glasgow Angus Bull Sale at the Wild Rose Fire Hall. Featuring superior performance, durability, docility, and powerful pedigrees, this outstanding set of Black Angus bulls are backed by more than 50 years of Glasgow Angus maternal excellence. They are bred to thrive and built to last. Parentage, genetics, and full data on every bull is provided prior to sale day. Check out GlasgowAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there March 26th at the Wild Rose Fire Hall. Attention cattlemen, the 22nd annual Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale is coming up on Saturday, March 28th at the Rugby Livestock Auction. Selling will be 50 Angus, Balancer and Gelvie bulls, as well as 35 Balancer and Gelvie heifers. 75% of the offering is homozygous black, 95% homozygous polled, and 40% of the bulls are calving ease. Call us at 701-720-8823 or email rlarnold@gmail.com for more information. That's the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale, March 28th in Rugby.
Talking the H2A program today with Denise Bilodeau. And Denise, what are some other essentials that you need to provide for these workers?
The other one is laundry facilities. If we don't have laundry facilities into the housing, then they also must have access to laundry facilities in town or wherever. The other thing under this is they come and inspect our housing. It is so detailed. The beds must be so many inches off the floor. You must stock the bathrooms with towels, you name it. It's just needs to be like stepping into a hotel. Your kitchen facilities must have pots, pans. It's gotten easier now when I've done it several years running.
That'll conclude this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Glasgow Angus Bull Sale, by the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Production Sale, and by Margaritaville on Fort Myers Beach.